USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is urging an extension of humanitarian pauses in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
No nation should have to stand for what Israel had to experience on the 7th of October.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby emphasizing the conflict's origins and highlighted the release of over 100 hostages during the current ceasefire. The truce has been extended for a seventh day to facilitate hostage release and increase humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. Speaker Mike Johnson said he has real reservations about kicking Representative George Santos out of the House since the New York Republican has yet to be convicted of a crime. Santos has survived two previous attempts to remove him, but support is growing for the latest effort after the release of a report from the House Ethics Committee earlier this month saying that Santos sought to fraudulently exploit every aspect of his House candidacy for his own personal financial profit. A slight majority of Hispanic voters in Florida believe that Republicans would be more effective in addressing their key concerns than Democrats. That's according to a poll analyzed by researcher Gary Segura.
Florida Latinos are unique in trusting Republicans over Democrats to best handle their important issues. So when we asked, who do you trust more to address it? And Republicans outscored Democrats 34-30. This is the only state in which that's the case.
The survey identified inflation, jobs, health care, gun violence, and affordable housing as crucial issues for Hispanic voters. The six-week United Auto Workers strike at Ford cut sales at the company by about 100,000 vehicles and cost them $1.7 billion in lost profits this year. Additional labor costs from the four-year and eight-month agreement will total $8.8 billion by the end of the contract. Ford will work to offset that cost through higher productivity and reducing expenses. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Elon Musk is apologizing for an anti-Semitic post, but he isn't apologizing for telling advertisers what they can do to themselves. Numerous companies pulled their advertising from Musk's social media platform X after he posted an endorsement of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Musk accused the companies of trying to blackmail him with advertising. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is criticizing Republicans for their impeachment inquiry into the president. Jeffries asserted to reporters today that there is no evidence of any wrongdoing by the president in relation to his family's business dealings.
President Biden is a good man. He's a good and decent and hardworking man. And that's been his entire life in public service.
What's being called an above-normal hurricane season officially ends today. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there were 20 named storms this year, which rank as the fourth highest since 1950. Despite the high number of named storms, Hurricane Idalia in late August was the only Atlantic hurricane that made landfall in the U.S. Most Americans are admitting to bad driving. In a AAA survey, 6 in 10 U.S. drivers admit to unsafe behaviors behind the wheel. Nearly 23% admitted excessive speeding, with the survey finding that speeding has the lowest perceived social disapproval. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.